Hello, everyone. Welcome back to I Am Relaxation. We're going to have a look at Dan Harris's book, his number one New York Times bestseller, Meditation for Fidgety Skeptics. So it's a 10% happier how-to book. And just a little bit on Dan. He is a co-anchor of ABC's Nightline. So that's interesting. And he has Twitter and Instagram accounts. You can catch him at handle at Dan Harris for his very interesting take on a couple of ideologies that he's taken on. He's converted the 80-20 rule to his 60-40 rule. So you could check out his book, The 10% Happier How-To Books. Dan's book also has 10 seconds or longer meditation exercise or two. For this one that we are going to be looking at today is entitled Toothbrushing. And he says here, who the heck pays attention to brushing their teeth? Normally we're on automatic pilot as we do this, grinding down our gums as we mentally rehearse our day. In this sense, toothbrushing is a terra incognita. See if you can slow the whole activity right down. From squeezing the toothpaste, first contact, then the rhythmic flexion of the bristles on your teeth. How much detail can you feel? How into it can you get? Can you brush your teeth like Jimi Hendrix? How he played the guitar? Can you brush it with your eyes closed? Can you brush it with your hips flung forward, blotter of acid under your terry cloth headband? Dan Harris offers a pro tip entitled Adopt an Attitude of Daily-ish. A woman in the balcony at the new Newton South event chimed in with a concept that he said he'd never heard before. She said her meditation teacher told students that they should aim to be meditating daily-ish. Dan responded, "We might have to steal that. I always worry that if you're overly rigid about daily-ness, that it can backfire. It sets up a situation where if you miss a day or two, the voice in your head, that slippery little storyteller, can weasel in and whisper, you're a failed meditator, then boom, you're done. On the other hand, he thinks that daily-ish actually has enough elasticity to lead to an abiding habit. Elasticity is a key concept from behavior change research. Scientists call it psychological flexibility. A related example that Jeff uses when it comes to his diet and 80-20 rule. 80% of the time he eats healthy food and the rest of the time he eats whatever he wants. This way he rarely feels deprived. It's, how do you say, it's like a steam release valve. Dan goes on to say that he likes the Scott Salk concept so much that he instituted his own version, the 60-40 rule. And the person that he referred to, Jeff, is also another co-writer and meditation instructor that he wrote with in Meditation for Fidgety Skeptics. So interesting take there on the 80-20 rule and also on the daily-ish factor.